Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
We want to catch up again with Liz Coleman from Met Erin. Hello again, Liz. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Claire.
So really, we just want to get an accurate picture of where things are at now as we move through the morning. So what's the latest you can tell us?
So, yeah, Storm Éowyn is continuing to pull away over Scotland. So we're seeing now the strongest of the winds really across Ulster and Donegal and parts of North Leinster. So those red warnings have expired for much of the southern half of the country and parts of the east. But we do have an orange warning in effect in those areas for the next hour and then downgrading to yellow. So when the red level warnings are lifting, that really allows emergency responders to get out and start to remove some of those trees, as we heard, and to access people who are needing their assistance. But it's still very dangerous out there. There is still a lot of wind out there. So we would ask people not to venture outside. It's not necessary, if it's not necessary at all, because there are lots of debris on the road, lots of power cables down. So it's still very dangerous out there.
Mm-hmm. And the red warning then in Donegal extends to when?
Till 2 p.m. today, and then after that we will have a yellow warning, or sorry, it might be an orange warning, I need to just check on it, but there's a warning continuing in Donegal for the longest part of today.
Okay, but the main thing for people to remember is once the red is lifted in your area, you're still facing an orange warning and there's going to be debris on your roads. And you know, we're seeing that so clearly from all the pictures that people are sending in to us this morning on WhatsApp. There seems to be a tremendous amount of damage caused by this storm.
And people also need to be aware that even in an orange level wind or even a yellow level wind, trees could still come down because they'll have been compromised from the strong winds that we experienced overnight. So actually, even out onto the weekend, you know, we're looking ahead to Sunday, we'll have another blustery day. Nothing in compared to what we're having today, but there's that ongoing risk that trees have been compromised or structures have been compromised and a lesser wind might bring something down.
Yeah, we're just getting a message in from Donegal. They tell us the storm is still raging in Donegal, although your speakers seem to think it's over. Now, I don't think they're referring to you, Liz, but what we heard earlier on was from people who, where the storm has passed through and passed over and they're heading into an orange warning. But we're very clear that things are still really bad in parts of the country, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It is easing from the south, but as that person has dialed in and or has reported in, it's still raging up in the north. There are still very strong winds being recorded at the moment. Actually, in our Finner station, we're at red level mean winds in our last observation. So there's still a lot of power in this storm, so people should not get complacent.
Absolutely, and we'll be checking in with Donegal a little bit later on. Liz, thank you very much for that update. I can tell you the pictures I'm seeing in front of me are just extraordinary. I don't have a location for some of them, but the size of these trees that have been felled by this storm, I mean, this is going to take a long time to sort out. In Cavan, I see a huge tree sprawled across a road. Another one from Dr. Paul O'Brien in Limerick, who took a photograph of a tree down in the Shelburne Road area. It has fallen down, he thinks it appears, in the grounds of Skull or Skull Rias. And we've spoken to people from there on the programme before, and the road is impassable. We've a shattered greenhouse in County Louth and more extraordinary scenes of trees and walls that have fallen down around the country. Lorraine Carney lives in Cork City and she got in touch with the programme this morning to tell us about her really very frightening experience landing in Cork Airport late last night. Lorraine's on the line. Hello, Lorraine.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. You were coming in from Gran Canaria yesterday evening. Is that what happened?
Yeah, from Las Palmas Airport. So the flight was at 19:25 from Las Palmas. So we were, myself and my friend Orla were talking all day. We're really mad to even think about it. But, we were supposed to be landing around 11:30. So we felt we had time and there wasn't talk about the plane being cancelled. So to be fair, most of the journey was absolutely fine. It was kind of the last 30 minutes into, they told us we had 30 minutes left before landing and to seatbelt sign back on and everything. That's when things kind of got scary. Now, it was like heavy turbulence and all of that. But as we approached Cork and the captain attempted to land, it was absolutely terrifying. Obviously, the lights go off for a nighttime landing. The plane was shaking from side to side. You could hear the rain battering against windows, like rain like I've never heard before. Mm-hmm. And we, obviously you're not getting in any information from the cockpit at that time. And it just was eerily quiet. There were people praying, but to themselves, nothing major. And it was just eerily quiet, and it just didn't feel safe at all. And then you couldn't see where you were, even near the runway, because it's dark outside, obviously. And it was just shaking from side to side, and then you just felt the plane go back up, and you know, the landing was aborted.
Okay, so that first attempt to land didn't happen.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen. And then the pilot, whose name is Jim Allen, if I have to say, because everyone gives Ryanair bad press, and they were absolutely amazing, every single person on that plane last night. Mm-hmm. He kept everyone in the loop, and he said that his wind sensors wouldn't allow him to land or something like that, and that he'd have to go by policy and abort the landing and attempt two more times, I think is what he said, and then we'd have to divert if the second attempt or the second or third attempt didn't work.
So does the second attempt work?
The second attempt worked, but I suppose from the passenger's point of view, when you're hearing that a third attempt may not work, and where are you going to divert to when the whole country was under this red warning, and you know, things like, do we have enough fuel to get to the UK come into your head? It was a really bizarre, frightening experience, and I think everyone went into themselves. Even children got really, really quiet on the plane. It was very, very bizarre and very frightening. But I think there's pictures of it on some tracker that we flew up North Cork, I think, and around Mallow and back in an attempt again. And that was horrific. There was a large scream, but then everyone went really quiet again. And I don't know how he landed the plane, because it was literally shaking from side to side. But right. He did. And it was the best feeling in the world to feel those wheels on the tarmac.
Well, it sounds like you were in good hands, but I'm struck by that description of people praying quietly, almost to themselves, and everyone being really quiet.
Not everybody, but just kind of whispering under their breath. There was a young man next to me. He was travelling with his brother, who wasn't sitting with them, who looked like he was praying. My friend, I was in disbelief, but she started praying quietly to herself. As I said, there was one collective scream at one stage, but then just went eerily quiet. It was like people didn't know what to expect, or, you know, people just went into themselves.
And was that really bizarre. Was the plane rocking from side to side as this was happening?
Yeah. And not now, so much so that things were, I don't know how things didn't fall around or bags didn't move, but it just felt like something had hold of the plane and there was no control, but obviously there was very much control because we landed safely. But when we landed and we were taxiing to, you know, in to wherever, after a while I said to the young boy next to me, I asked him, was he okay? And he said, I said, are we still moving? He said, no, we stopped ages ago. So that was frightening because the wind was shaking the plane. It was completely moving from side to side once we had landed.
So it felt like you were still in the air even though you were on the ground?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. And getting off the plane, you know, you don't have the air bridge. I presume they couldn't have used an air bridge anyway last night, but those very, not very secure steps you might have in a Ryanair flight, that was frightening. But they had amazing ground staff there to help us and try and take the suitcases off us, which were being blown out of your hand while you were getting down off the plane. To be fair, I have to say now, Jim Allen and his team, I don't know any of the name, but you know the way the captains give their name at the start of the flight.
Well, it sounds like you were in good hands anyway, so well done to
hands.
Captain Jim Allen.
And that's the main reason why I wanted to text, because they do get a lot of bad press, and he kept us all very safe, all over 200 of us, you know.
I'm glad to hear you got home safely, Lorraine. Look after yourself. Thanks so much for getting in touch with us. That's Lorraine Kearney there. Teresa O'Malley is Head of News at Midwest Radio. Teresa, you're in Castlebar. Now, how was it overnight where you were?
Oh, which was pretty scary, to be perfectly honest. The wind was just extraordinary throughout the night. And even though the red alert is still here in Mayo at present, there's very little movement, very few people to be seen. However, you can see that it has taken the tiles off many houses, hit cars, then the tiles hit cars, and I can see that looking out my own front door. So that's the kind of maybe smaller damage of type thing that was done. There are trees down on many roads right across the county. Most of the county lost electricity or appeared to, say, between 3 and 4 o'clock this morning. Now, in Castlebar, there's still 10,000 people without electricity at the moment, and there's large pockets of Ballina, Swinford, Foxford area, all of those areas having difficulty with electricity and other areas as well. Mm-hmm. So that's generally the scene, is that the winds have died down quite a lot in the last hour. And but at the same time, you can still see the swirling gusts and just literally a lot of debris on the road. You don't know where you're going to come on quite a large tree, and not blocking any of the main roads at present that we're aware of. But at the same time, they're certainly on the road, and extreme caution is still needed if you have to go out on the road.
Okay. And as I said, I'm still getting these pictures in of huge trees down in places all around the country. Teresa, thank you very much. And we remember as well that in parts of the country, there are red level winds still blowing and people need to be very careful. And we have a message in from a listener who'd like to know if there's any update on telecommunication restoration for the Connemara area. This listener is unable to get in touch with anyone in that area, and we're going to find out more about that after this quick break. Well, we know that Storm Ioan has caused widespread disruption to telecommunication services right across the country. Fergal McCann is Chief Technology Officer with AIR. Fergal, thanks for being with us. What's the scale of disruption? Good morning to you. What's the scale of disruption we're looking at right now?
Yeah, well, it's extensive and widespread disruption for telecommunications across the country. In the last hour or so, our fixed voice impact was around 14,000 customers, and that's across 400 kind of exchange sites or cabinet sites, you know, largely due to power. And a similar picture on fixed broadband, that number a little bit higher, around 16,000 across a wider footprint of exchanges and cabinets. And it's a similar picture on mobile. We've 600 sites, unfortunately, out of service at this point. But we have quite an extensive amount of network nodes now on battery backup and on fixed generator, which are sustaining service, you know, as we walk through this storm. But obviously, that's an evolving picture as the storm crosses the country.
And tell me, where are the worst impacted areas, or is this countrywide?
It's evolving to be countrywide, but certainly in the last hour or so, we have Cork, Mayo, Galway, Meath, Kildare and Clare being certainly the highest impact from a customer service perspective. And those areas will obviously be within our priority for restoration. Once we come out of the red warning areas and once it's safe for our teams and roads are cleared, you know, we will deploy mobile generators to those priority sites to restore service.
Will you get teams out in an orange warning?
Each of our teams do an assessment, a risk assessment, based on the conditions within their locality, and they're best judged, you know, because we have a full team here based in Dublin, our HQ, monitoring the full network. But the conditions here in Dublin will be very different to your previous caller in Mayo, where the storm is abating a little bit at this point. So mm-hmm. a local assessment will be done based on local conditions, and that will determine then whether it's safe to proceed to assess and restore.
All right, Fergal, and good luck to you and your teams getting this all sorted out. Áine Ní Breslán, broadcaster, is in Gweadóir in West Donegal. Áine, we are hearing that the storm is raging in Donegal. What are you seeing and hearing?
Yes, absolutely. I'm here in Gweadóir. I'm not far from the most northwesterly point in Donegal, Crookfalla or Bloody Foreland, and the wind is howling here, and it's lashing rain heavily since about 8:30 this morning. There have been areas in Donegal that have been without power since 4:00 in the morning, and the power has been gone here in the West Donegal area since about 9:15. It's estimated there are about upwards of 50 to 60,000 premises without power in Donegal, but now the PowerCheck website is also intermittent, so it's difficult to clarify that figure, but an awful lot of premises without power, and we're in the red warning until 2:00 today, so the worst is not over by any stretch of the imagination here in Donegal. And mm-hmm. the worst of the winds really did start about 8:30 this morning. It's very dark here this morning. It didn't really brighten at all, and it's very wild out there, and very wild seas as well.
So you say there's rain falling now, but some are saying mm-hmm. that there's snow in parts of Donegal as well.
Yeah, there was snow early this morning around the Barnesmore Gap area, which links Donegal Town and Ballybofey. There was snow falling near the Leitrim border as well earlier this morning. So it's sort of every kind of weather here. But the high tide is due here in the Donegal Bay area around 1:30. So there'd be fear there there could be flooding in lower lying areas and wave overtopping because the seas are absolutely crazy at the moment, and all the ferries to both of the offshore islands that are inhabited here, Tari and Erin War, they have been cancelled. There was a helicopter service provided yesterday to service Tory Island, but there will be no ferries today. And if the weather doesn't calm significantly tomorrow, it would be hard to imagine that any ferries would be able to run to either of those islands. So people there are completely cut off with this storm.
Mm-hmm. But until 2 o'clock today, that's when the red warning expires. Isn't that right, in Donegal?
Yes, it's in until 2 o'clock, and then an orange warning until about 4 o'clock. And Donegal County Council are encouraging people not to travel until the orange warning has come to an end, because there are reports of dozens of trees around, especially in the Letterkenny, Lifford, Finn Valley, East Donegal areas. Many reports of trees down, roads blocked, and a lot of low hanging electricity cables as well, that will cause a lot of problems for higher vehicles. So people are being told, don't go out at all until the orange warning is over, or if you have to at all, just stay inside today, because the worst is not over. It's hammering rain here, and there are actually hailstones at the moment at the window here, so right. it's really a day to stay inside.
Yeah, it certainly is. Very difficult conditions, as you described mm-hmm. them there in Donegal. Anya, thanks very much for all of that. Let's go right back down to the other end of the country now. Sean MacConsihig from RTÉ Kerry joins me. Sean, the scale of the damage where you are, is it emerging at this point? Have you got a handle on how much damage was done overnight?
Yeah, gradually. Obviously, back here in the most westerly parish in Ireland, Donegal, around 1 or 2 o'clock, there was a severe drop in pressure, and then the winds really whipped up. Very strong gusts. We had 163 kilometres an hour recorded in Dingle Marina last night. Now, Kerry County Council are just about to get out on the roads to assess the damage and to begin clearance work. A lot of trees have fallen over around East Kerry. Up to 40,000 customers without power here. In Dingle, a 200-year-old, or it could be even be older, elm tree fell across Green Street, and that's being cleared there. It's said to have been planted by Lord Ventry. You know, we've, I suppose, here on the western tip of a peninsula, we're accustomed to severe weather events. You know, they talk about Éigin na Guíomh Wood in 1839, or the tsunami that came in 1942 and left Ventry farmers shoveling fish in the fields into carts. Storm Darwin, of course, in 2014 caused an awful lot of damage. But so far here, we seem to have escaped the worst of it. A number of sheds, farm buildings have been damaged. I've just arrived, however, at a house here near Cowntraw, and the entire gable has been blown in. The couple, I'm due to meet them in a few minutes, but they were in the house at the time last night around 3 o'clock in the morning, and they had to evacuate. Significant damage. I'm looking at it here. The entire gable end is a gaping hole, and a lot of the slates and the roof structure itself has been damaged. So significant damage to this house.
Good grief. Sean, thanks very much for that update from Kerry. Sean MacConsihig there. Let's go to Barry Kenny, Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail. So Barry, I'm seeing in these pictures that are flowing into us on WhatsApp, there are so many trees down around the country. I'm sure that's going to impact Irish Rail services.
It will, Claire, and we are flying as we speak, as the status red warning is clear. Various parts of the country, our crews are mobilising so we can check all the lines thoroughly. But I think it's reasonable to assume we're going to encounter a lot of fallen trees. We know already we've got 6 level crossing barriers that have either been damaged or removed in the west of the country, in places like Manola and Westport, Manola and Ballina, near Galway, Athenry and Gort. We know we've got fallen trees in a couple of areas and ESB cables there, and that's before we have that thorough inspection of the line. So I think it's reasonable to assume we're going to have a lot of damage. There's still no trains operating. That is the case until further notice, and we will update customers as soon as we have any indication of any of the routes.
So we're just struggling a bit with your line, Barry, but just so we can let people know, even though some parts of the country are moving now into an orange level warning, train services have not resumed.
They have not resumed, and I suppose they won't resume until further notice. We do have to make sure that it is safe from trains to depart for both customers and staff. We will update customers on irishrail.ie and on Twitter at Irish Rail as soon as we're in a position to start opening lines.
All right, so that's loud and clear. There are no train services, and there won't be until they're certain that it's safe to run those services, both for the staff and for the intending passengers. Kevin Whitney, Head of Operations with the Coast Guard. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, we haven't heard of any sea rescue operations. People have heeded the warnings in, ahead of this storm, I take it.
Yeah, it appears so. And we thank the members of the public for having heeded those warnings and to stay back, stay high, stay dry, and to keep away from those coastal areas, including cliffs, piers, and beaches. Just to keep well clear.
Now, the message you want to get out, though, now as the warnings ease, and we're thinking about people in Donegal who are still very much under a red warning until 2 o'clock today, but for most places they're moving into now a period of an orange warning to maintain the safety measures that they've taken and stay away from the coasts.
Yeah, that's correct. And obviously, as we're coming out of the red, there's still orange warnings in place, and the seas will stay quite high for a period. So just because we're out of the red doesn't mean it's safe. It's still going to be quite treacherous conditions. So just keep back from the coastal areas and again, keep heed of the warnings. Keep in touch with the forecasts from WeatherEarn.
And if people do get in trouble and they need help, it's a 999 call, isn't it, or 112?
That's correct. So 112 and 999 ask for the Coast Guard. That'll bring you through to the three rescue coordination centres, which are all still operating fully, and we don't expect any problems there. That's the big message.
Kevin, thank you. Kevin Whitney there from the Coast Guard. Conor Rowe is the Advice and Information and Day Services Manager with Focus Ireland. And Conor, you're in the Focus Ireland Cafe on Eustace Street in Dublin. Have you had people who need shelter from the storm arrive in already this morning? And how are things going for you?
Yeah, we've had maybe a dozen or so people come in so far this morning. And at the moment, so far, so good.
There were concerns, though, about IPASS applicants in particular who were sleeping in tents overnight. What have you heard about how the night went for people?
So at the moment, nobody who would kind of fit that brief has come into us. I'm hoping that is no news is good news on that front, that those persons did get the support that they are entitled to and need. But at the moment, no persons under that brief have come into ourselves. Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you're satisfied that the measures that were put in place to look after people who are homeless seem to have worked.
Yeah, most definitely. I know the DRG put in a coordinated response there, and you know, access to more beds and the likes of the kind of local connection not being a hindrance to persons getting a bed for the night. And I'm hoping that our, you know, relatively small numbers, 12 people is still 12 people, but that is actually a sign of a really good and effective system, you know.
All right, it's good to hear it. Conor Rowe there from Focus Ireland. We'll keep you updated, everybody, as we go through the rest of the programme. Keep the pictures coming in. We're going to put them up on the RT Radio 1 Instagram page so people can have a look at what's been happening around the country. The number to get the pictures into us is 0870 32 32 32. And do tell us where you're messaging us from so we can let people know what's happening in their local area. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.